Hi, this is Cecilia from Tarot by Cecilia, and today is Friday, June the 10th, 2022. The tarot card for today is Strength, and this one comes to us from the Way of the Panda Tarot by Fables Den. We haven't seen this card since February, and I think its timing right now is really appropriate, because it came out February 13th, and I seem to remember it was around that time. So many people who were trying to do something, you know, whether, you know, like, think of it as getting from A to B. And, oh, man, it tested your patience, right? Really tried your patience. And some of you have been trying very, very hard to make things happen. I feel like this is, you know, the point where, you know, it's not just physical strength, it's not just patience, it's making things happen. It is also care in how you do them, because this is also a card of control. It's kind of like a soft control, you know. I tend to think of it like manipulation. You see the little mouse sitting on top of the panda. The mouse is actually in charge of the whole situation. And this is an interesting day. We start off with the moon in Libra, all right. It's always all about the balance, the should I or shouldn't I, and, you know, boy, you need your patience just with that, to be honest. But it makes a couple of aspects, a trine with Saturn and a square with Pluto. And then late afternoon, before dinner time, the moon moves into Scorpio, and things become much more decisive at that time. However, what we got going on mid-afternoon, I think, is very, very key with the card. It's very, very key with where you're at on your journey and the changes that you need to make. It's a trine between Mercury and Pluto. Mercury, of course, is still in Taurus, still in shadow, and Pluto, of course, is still in Capricorn. You can have a very important conversation at this time, but I really feel it's like, I don't want to say delicate, but I think choosing your words carefully is very important. But I think this trine is going to help you to do it, because a lot of times when I see the Strength card, I think of it as, you know, like there's eggshells, and you kind of have to maybe tiptoe around a situation sometimes when you need to get the right outcome. Okay, so this isn't coming across as pushy. You know, there's an old saying, you get more flies with honey than you do with vinegar. So I think if you take this card and the type of control which it represents, which is one where, you know, like butter could melt in your mouth, you know, your words are kind. You know, you're not being pushy, you're not being aggressive, even though Mars is in Aries and it's pushy and aggressive, you're not being that way. And you are in control of a situation, and you can say what it is you need to say and have a conversation which will lead to what could be major change in your life. And I think it will help tremendously. You might not see it today. You could even see as early as tomorrow. We'll talk more about that tomorrow. Something's going on, all right? So, for some of you, I know you have things that you need to do. And when I saw this following yesterday's Seven of Wands, I got that sense of just when you think you can't, you can. Right? Yeah, like almost unbearable. I can't do it. So there is some strength in here as well. These don't always translate with one particular meaning. So we got a couple different ways people might see this today. But I think the most interesting thing is that Mercury trine Pluto. And if you have been following my calendar and, you know, reading a couple days ahead, so you know when to be prepared for such things, then you'll know that it's a good day to ask for what you want, but maybe not in such a way that it comes across as pushy. And I think that you may actually wind up with what you need. So I want to thank you all very much for being here. I'll see you here again tomorrow. And as always, have a great day.